Luke Parker, Sydney Swans midfielder, scored the perfect 10 in the Coaches Association Award. 33 disposals, 2 goals against the Eagles, made it look easy on the weekend. He joined us on the run home. Good on you, Luke. Congratulations on the 12 in a row and your form at the moment. I mean, you've really rose to the top. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much for that.
Hey, 72 games. I'm just did a little bit of research on you. 72 games, you were picked up in the 2010 draft. I mean, it seems like you've only just arrived on the scene. I don't think we get to see too much of you up there, Luke. I mean, it must be a strange feeling that all of a sudden this attention's being focused on you.
Yeah, a little bit. I think it's a bit different, but I'm just, I don't know, trying to play some consistent footy this year, and I think I have been just, yeah, going in each week with a simple mindset and just doing my job and trying to lay the tackles and pressures, and the rest really comes. And yeah, I'm starting to get a little bit more attention, but yeah, I'm just trying to play some consistent footy. The main thing is that we're winning at the moment.
Certainly are, and part of this pretty handy midfield. Luke, who took you under your wing when you first went up there from the Stingrays?
Yeah, well, we had mentors each year. I think the first year I had Kieran, second year was Ryan O'Keefe, and then year before was Drew Bolton. So, look, they're all quality players who have had a lot of experience, and it's just great to come up and have such an easy transition into senior football with the likes of those blokes, and they just made it a lot easier. They're really easy to communicate with, and look, they've been through ups and downs themselves, and it's just really easy to get a bit of feedback off them and get you ready for senior football.
Luke, John Longmire, he wasn't happy with the treatment Buddy's been receiving from defenders. We saw it last week in particular. I only got one free kick on that rainy day. He's obviously not happy with the umpires, but does that transform to the team as well? I mean, are you guys expected to look after him in those situations a little bit, make it hard for the defender?
Yeah, I think the main thing is that, we know Buddy loves the ball out on the lead, so we try not to put it on his head too much, so he gets 3 or so blokes coming over the top of him. So, we'll try to make it easy for him. But, look, it was a hard slog on the weekend, and there's always a bit of extra sliding and holding. So, look, I think we don't focus too much on the umpires. And I guess the good thing is that Buddy wasn't giving away any stupid free kicks or getting frustrated. He just kept going hard at the pill and laying tackles and chases and the stuff that we really value at this club.
Well, Luke, it's well documented. You're up to whatever it is, 11 or something in a row at the moment.
11 in a row, yes.
Do you remember, though? I mean, the start of the season was average. Do you remember how you felt going into round one, the game against the Giants, when they, they beat you fair and square, was sort of nip and tuck there for the most of the day, but they were the team that drew away in the end. Do you remember what the feeling around the club was in the lead-up to round one?
Yeah, I think it was pretty normal, the lead-up to it. I think we just rocked up on game day and thought it was just going to happen a bit. It was probably the main thing. And look, you can see this season that if you're just off guard a little bit, that any team will run all over you. So I think it was a third quarter or fourth quarter they took it to another level, and we didn't go with them. So they beat us, yeah, fair and square on the day. But yeah, the boys are filthy with that one, and hopefully it doesn't happen again anytime soon.
We always hear how strong the players are up there, Luke, and I'm not talking about pushing weights either, just mentally strong. I mean, was it their decision? Was it you guys looking at each other saying, hey, listen, we can't just turn up? Was it more from the players, or did the coaches have a fair say as well?
Yeah, it was. I think it was as a whole football department. We had a meeting, I think it was after North Melbourne, and just had a sit down and a chat about what we really think is effort. And like, we were giving effort, but we weren't giving that absolute effort, which you see with the best teams. And I think that was probably the turning point for us, was just to sit down and really drill into what we're actually about, and how we know we can play football. And we were probably way off in that department. We weren't, at the end of the day, we weren't working hard enough for the four quarters.
You're going so well, Luke, that Ryan O'Keefe can't get a game. Getting on to 300 games, I think if you'd asked any Victorian, or told any Victorian footy fan, that Ryan O'Keefe couldn't get his spot in the Sydney Swans team, you'd scratch your head. Has he been around the club, and how tough is it for him, sort of being around the club while there's such success going on the field?
Yeah, obviously it would be really tough on him. Well, he's a champion of the game and a champion of the club, and the way he's handled himself is outstanding. His leadership's really just shone in the reserves, boys, and they're absolutely loving having him there. He's giving them a lot of feedback, and he's nearly being a coach down in the reserves. So obviously we know when the time comes, we'll have to call upon him. And look, we know whoever does come into the team each week, we have full trust that they'll do the job.
As well as the Swans are going, Luke, Lang Warren's really struggling at the moment.
That's what we're hearing.
What can you do?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I went down for one game and they didn't have a bad game, but I haven't been watching too much.
Well, apparently they need you to come and bail them out. They're having a crappy run. It's coming in off the SMS. Hey, Luke, one of the players I'm interested at your club, I reckon I was at a Geelong game maybe 3 years ago down at Simmons Stadium, and a red-headed bloke called Gary Rowan took the game on and won the match for the Sydney, almost dragged you over the line by himself. I mean, he hasn't quite got back to, you know, what we all thought he may have been. How's he tracking at the moment away from game day, you know, training and things like that? Has he got his full pace back?
Yeah, I think he's probably just finding his feet a bit more. He had a few weeks off with an injury, I think, and then he played a few games in the reds, and they changed him up a bit to the half-back line and forward line. He's changed a few different positions. But, look, he came in on the weekend. I think he had 20 or so pressures from what the coaches take. And, look, that's really valued here, and his work rate was really good. And, obviously, he'll pick up a bit of confidence every senior match he plays, and look, he'll just keep improving. But again, he didn't know he was really playing until Saturday night, so for him to turn up and give the pressure that he did and the work rate was really pleasing. So he'll keep improving from there, I think.
Good game this Saturday night at the SCG against Carlton. Obviously, the fact that you play at the SCG and also what's it called? Aussie Stadium, ANZ, whatever it is, the big ground anyway, the Olympic Stadium.
The ground no one wants to go to.
Yeah. Do you modify your training in the lead-up to whichever ground you're playing at?
Not too much. I think we've trained out there a little bit in the past. I'm not sure if we are this week. But
3-hour trek to get out there?
No, it's not too bad with the freeway, so it's all good.
Hey, Lukey, if Brian Lake, sorry, mate, if Brian Lake, you're playing against the Hawks, and big fella like Brian Lake gets on you and puts a big forearm on your face. What would you do?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I'll be hoping someone bloody comes over and gets him off me, because I don't think I'll be able to do it myself.
You feel for Drew Petrie in that situation?
Yeah, a little bit. I think he was probably a little bit shocked, but it was a little bit different. I really haven't seen that too much before, so. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, well, what came after that was even worse, but I reckon the big forearm holding you down, it'd be a scary situation.
Oh, Jurisdictor Luke, I reckon Drew Petrie'd weigh 20 kilos more than Luke. if he can't get him off, well, Luke's got no hope.
Hey, Luke, we know Dan Hanbury was Buddy's best mate there for a while. Who's on his hip these days?
Oh, Hannah's is always still trying to hang off there. Yeah. He's on the off field, he's trying to hang off, but yeah, I don't know. I'm not too sure, really.
When Buddy says, hey, anyone want to lift a training, does he get any takers?
Yeah, I think the boys just tell him to get a cab. And
well, that makes sense, actually.
Exactly. He can sit in the passenger seat.
Hey, Lukey, we've been loving watching you play the last probably year,
you're
Doc.
He's
just been picking it up every week. Perfect 10 from the Coaches Association Awards. Thanks very much, mate. Good luck against the Blues this weekend.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
Luke Parker, Sydney Swans gun.